to make a free will decision. The moment you force them, it's no longer free. And so God is not pleased by that. And so the only, there never could be a theocracy of the kingdom of God forced from the top down. It's a voluntary thing from the bottom up, and that's what America's founders tried to do.
And that is what we have rejected, and calling for other rulers and kings and powers to rule over us, including government itself. Well, Yale College president, believe it or not, in 1783, stated in an election address to the General Assembly of Connecticut, listen to these words. He said, "All forms of civil polity have been tried by mankind, except one, and that seems to have been reserved in Providence to be realized in America. The United States," he said, "are under peculiar obligations to become a holy people unto the Lord our God." Let me ask you a question today. Is God your king? Is Christ truly your king? You'll either submit to him through voluntary will today, or when he comes to reign and rule as king, it's going to be another picture altogether.
Hey,
today,
how we doing?
We have freedom. Let's use it wisely. Change to chains. Your gift of $20 or more to Save America Ministries will put this fantastic book in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org. And again, don't forget to become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries. God bless, be a blessing, and pray for our country.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion. It's illusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, hopefully for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Dino Prato. But until we have him on the line, it's going to be open line, so give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Now, basically, if you're looking at what's going on over in Europe, understand that everything is being put out to confuse you. Basically, of course, one day, why, of course, Spain is going to fall apart. The next day, why, of course, Greece is going to drop out of the European Union. But you hear these conflicting stories all the time. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, they are using your mind to confuse the whole entire issue. Basically, you must understand the real goal is a European Union, a United States of Europe. And so everything that's going on here is simply is play acting. It's simply an effort to keep you from being able to understand what's really going on. But if you read between the lines, they say, oh my goodness, things are terrible. But Germany is not going to intervene unless, of course, they consolidate Europe. And, of course, Merkel is part and parcel of this globalist movement, this woman who's in charge over there. She is one of their agents, and they're manipulating everything so that they will be able to bring about a united Europe. This is really what it's all about. Unfortunately, we have Dr. Dina Prato, so you're not going to have to hear me talking about Europe. let's talk about medicine, about the various diseases that plague so many people here in America, and for which conventional medicine seems to have so little effective treatment. Dr. Prado, thank you so very much for being with us again.
Oh, thank you for having me.
What have we started? Shall we talk about cancer tonight? Shall we talk about certainly the chronic diseases that plague so many people?
Well, I think that they're connected, and I think that when we think about cancer and we think about chronic diseases, at least from the cause of what causes them, they're very much tied together. So we can talk about both of them. One of the things that I think, you know, we have come to know and learn over the last decade in working with cancer patients and chronic disease patients is those patients who find out what's really wrong with them, meaning the cause of their illness, and they're able to treat it, and then they're able to really improve and get well. And what I mean by that is, you know, chemical toxins in the environment, heavy metals, we've talked about this numerous times, infectious diseases, these things are big contributors to making people ill, and yet they're not discussed, and they're not even brought up in conventional medicine and oncology offices, and it's a shame because that's really the root of where the disease is coming from.
And I think people have to understand when you talk about the metals, you're talking about aluminum, you're talking about lead, you're talking about mercury, you're talking about fluoride. Essentially, when you're talking about the pesticides, there are all sorts of pesticides that we come into contact with almost on a daily basis, and whether in cosmetics or in food. But of course, they are toxic, and then there's so many toxic foods that we eat. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Dino Prado of the Invita Medical Center.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, certainly Dr. Prattle is simply talking about all the things that are certainly in the environment that can predispose us to various diseases and cancers. But as he points out, in late stage cancer, now this is not early late stage cancer, but early cancer, but in late stage cancer, you really need to have integrative medicine. Why? Why? Because the chemotherapy and radiation gives less than 2% 5-year survival. It's just a very, very low rate of survival. With certainly in the end stage cancer, certainly there's a place for other treatments early on, although you're probably better off with integrative medicine at the very beginning. But late stage, if you stay with the system, why, it's certainly not going to help you. So go right ahead and pick that story up, Dina, because I think people, well, you know, the doctors are doing everything they can, and that's true. I mean, the only thing they have to offer is radiation and chemotherapy, and neither one of these is effective or significantly effective in end-stage cancer. Would that be an accurate statement?
Yes, it's very accurate. And if you see the increase in membership at the ACAM, which is the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, or A4M, all these, but they're really kind of alternative or integrative medicine societies that conventional doctors and alternative doctors alike belong to, the membership of MDs has gone up tremendously in the last few years. They know they need to integrate services into their practices to help patients, and they're trying the best they can. But the difficulty is if you take a weekend seminar, you can't start doing this. I mean, this really takes the dedication of your life, particularly when you're dealing with late-stage cancer patients. But they're trying. They're doing everything they can. They know that there's really not a lot you can do in these end-stage diseases when you stay only in the conventional model. And you said it earlier, to be absolute frank, as soon as you are aware of a diagnosis, you would want to put an integrative plan in place immediately, even because if it isn't the cancer itself that gets the patient, I want you to understand that chemotherapy in itself, its side effects, can bring damage to the heart. It can, you know, radiation can damage adjacent tissue. So, you know, you might think, well, I'm here for cancer, and yet a patient might die of a heart disease because, again, they still have infections and chemical toxins in their body. The chemotherapy has worsened that. And so now you put a heavier load on the body. And so, you know, sometimes a patient, let's say an early stage prostate cancer patient, was so focused on their prostate and it was early removed and so forth, but they're really at major risk for heart disease. Cancer patients have higher clotting risk. When we run you know, basic things on them, like clotting factor tests and such like this, they have clotting problems. They have a higher risk of developing, you know, embolisms. They have higher risk because of the metabolism problem in these patients and even some of the side effects of the chemotherapy. As you've heard me share before on other of the shows, infectious disease is responsible for at least 30 in JAMA, that's the Journal American Medical Association, which is a well-respected international journal, but it's higher than that because we only are aware of 13% of the infections in the world. So you might even say infection is responsible for 50% of the epigenetic changes that bring about cancer. Now, infections also cause one of 17 different clotting disorders, which bring about heart disease, strokes, heart attacks, you know, myocardial infarctions. And one of the things we have to remember is that's completely ignored. You talked about the fallacy of Lipitor and how that's a multi-billion dollar scam. Well, it's true because it's not the cholesterol that's the problem that's killing Americans. It is the infectious disease, it's the heavy metals, the chemical toxins that damage the blood vessel wall, that damage the clotting ability of the body, oxygenation to the tissue. And again, these are things that people need to understand because the pharmaceutical model is not designed to return people to health. It's designed to manage or put a Band-Aid on the disease process, and sometimes we need it, you know. But in essence, if we're really going to really control these diseases and improve people, we're going to then go to the cause. And, you know, some of the basic enzymes that have become more popular with clotting disorders, like the nanokinase you've heard of, ferropeptidase, Beluki-lumbrokinase, these are different types of enzymes from different origins that help with clotting. And so one of the cancer treatments we use very often in late-stage cancer is a very aggressive pancreatic enzyme treatment. And there's only one place in the world that we get the pancreatic enzymes from, because they're so strong you cannot get it over the counter. And they're made essentially, and the patients, you know, take them throughout the day to help circulation, clotting, and also, if you will, it helps to recede or stop the metabolism of the tumor. The enzymes act as a form of chemotherapeutic. So there's a lot here, you know, when we talk about these subjects, there's a lot to learn and talk about, but I think what patients need to know, those that are healthy and want to prevent cancer, and those who have cancer, is you need a plan. I mean, if you look at the statistics of how many people get cancer or get heart disease, I mean, these are the big killers. You know, there's diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. Those are the three. This whole thing of what's going on in the healthcare system is a scam, you know, that we need to, you know, include everybody in the healthcare system. It's all designed to sell pharmaceutical drugs. If we really taught people where the diseases were coming from, we cleaned up the water supply, we changed the diet and the nutrition, guess what would happen? How many people would actually develop those chronic diseases? A significantly less number. And most healthcare cost is all spent at the end of life trying to do heroic things with these very chronic life-threatening illnesses, if that makes any sense.
Let me just point out for our listeners that if you are dealing with people who never had previous heart attacks, and you say you'd put 100 of them onto Lipitor, and you take and you put 100 not onto Lipitor, and you compare them, suddenly after a couple of years, why in the group that did not take the Lipitor, why three of them would have developed a heart attack or a stroke, and if they were on Lipitor, why two of them would have taken a heart attack or stroke. So the difference between 3 in 100 and 2 in 100 becomes a 30% benefit ratio. 30%, that's what they advertise, which is the difference between 3 in 100 and 2 in 100. And ladies and gentlemen, this is totally fraudulent statistics graduate. Accumulation, and yet this is what they told the doctors. A 30% improvement, you know, and about less as far as a heart attack and stroke if you take the Lipitor. And the doctors went right along with that, and they put out billions. I mean, we're talking to $20-30 billion a year for Lipitor, and that did absolutely no good. I mean, a 1% difference between the two groups is all that there was. But figures don't lie, but liars figure. And the trouble is, your doctor never read the insert. All he did was believe what he heard in the medical meetings. He believed what he read in the medical journals. He believed what that attractive lady with the short skirt said when she came to the office as an ETL person. And ladies and gentlemen, it's fraudulent. You're going to have to begin learning how to take care of yourself. And these are important factors, the metals, the toxic metals, the pesticides, the things that you eat which are bad for your health, or which are carcinogenic. All of these things you need to understand, and you need to study them. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here at the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Go right ahead.
Well, I was just, you were bringing that up, and I was just going to say, what if patients were taking just something like healthy fish oil that didn't have all the PCBs and heavy metals? They were taking krill oil, garlic, you know, these are, you know, they were doing those three things, vitamin C, four basic things. What an impactful, powerful protection for the blood vessel wall, for infection, for circulation. And those are inexpensive and very powerful tools that, you know, that the patient would be able to use and get so much more out of that. And, of course, with the dietary and lifestyle changes, significantly improve these medications that have been really oversold, and like you said, they've been marketed to us. And I think, you know, let me bring that up too. In the cancer arena, you are seeing now major cancer hospitals advertising to the heartstrings of patients, but in fact, they do the same thing as any other cancer center. They do radiation, chemo, and surgery. And it's the same thing you were just talking about, the Lipitor. The idea that these protocols are effective is quite a bit a joke in late-stage cancer. And the fact that doctors are not allowed in the United States to think for their patients, meaning they would have organizations like FDA and all these other, you know, your medical boards and others hovering over you when you're trying to save human life. It's a crime. It's a crime, and I don't think people understand that doctors don't really have the freedom to do what they think is best for their patient. They have to do what is standard of care because it's such a litigious society, and, of course, the attorneys are involved in these things, too, because they benefit from these kinds of, you know, attacks on physicians, and that's what's caused health care to go up as well and caused doctors to be frightened and to stay into the norm. But we need to really, as physicians and healthcare professionals, we need to really think of the mission of trying to save human life. And when you do that, put everything else behind you and go forward in helping the patient. And I believe God will give you the strength and the courage to make it through all the struggles that come. But you sleep wonderful at night because you know you're doing everything you can to save human life. And that's really how we feel at the center. And I want to encourage other doctors and other healthcare professionals to not be afraid and do the same.
Well, I'm really so intrigued by this T-cell vaccine that you actually utilize, where you use the body's own T-cells, and you grow literally billions of them and inject them back into the patient. Basically, when you have systemic disease and you have a certain metastases, malignant cells circulating in the body, how do you get rid of them? Well, you have to get the body to get rid of them. You can't get rid of them. You couldn't go around and stamp them all out. But actually, there are ways that have been developed certainly by the NIH, certainly by Stanford, the Mayo Clinic. But these are not things that are widely used. We'll be back in a moment with Dr. Dino Prado. If you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
This Dan, we're certainly talking to Dr. Dina Prado about the amazing immune system. And it was certainly only in more recent years that we began to realize that if you can harvest the body's or harness the body's own immune system, why, it will kill the cancer metastases. Now, if you let it get too far ahead of you, why, the immune system simply gets overwhelmed. But if you can get to it early enough, or if you can harness the body's own immune system utilizing what they call the T cells, or the killer T cells, and these are some of these specific types of lymphocytes will certainly are designed to actually kill your tumor, and they can actually grow them according so that they will actually target your tumor. Billions of them go all throughout the body and track it down.
And, you know, I wanted to bring up one other thing, is that cancer patients not only have a decreased number of these cells that they get, the cancer advances, they also are not working. They're not activated. So they're not only lower in number, they're almost asleep and not functioning. And then in addition to that, there's a whole subgroup, the T suppressor, other cells, that are actually blocking these cells from working. So what's very unique about Invita's AAIT vaccine is that we get rid of that T regulatory cell, we activate the natural killer cells, we grow them as a billion. So you're really getting from an area of a cancer cell vaccine, you're getting the state of the art in every step in this one process. And if you can imagine, you know, in many ways, this is like turning on the key that's been locked. So you can't, you know, it's really unlocking the key to going after the cancer, because now the body can respond and it can fully respond. You can track the prognosis, meaning the length of life, whether somebody's going to respond to a treatment or not. You can do that simply by running immunological markers. If you run certain blood tests, CD57, CD56, you run a series of tests, look for cytokines, you can tell whether somebody is, how bad of a shape they're in beyond just the staging of the cancer. Because if the immune system, if you will, is completely depressed, the patient has virtually no chance of return. And so what we do is reestablish that immune system, and the prognosis changes. The patient's outcome changes. Their response to other therapies change. So this is really like unlocking the key. Now, you and I know that radiation and chemotherapy, what do to the immune system? You know, they destroy it. They do not rebuild it. So, again, if you can use these combinations targeted at the right time in a very specific manner, you can get the best of both worlds, and that's what we've been doing. And I think that's what's special about personalized, customized cancer treatment. not protocol driven, that is really what has made the pharmaceutical companies billions of dollars, but customizing it. And I shared this with you the other day, and I'll share it again. We had a little girl come in, and she has an osteosarcoma, which is a very dangerous bone cancer and really incurable sometimes, and sometimes requires amputation when it metastasizes to the lungs and other areas like this. Well, this Child Protective Services was sent to these parents because they were going to bring their child to Invita. They didn't want to do the conventional system. They wanted integrative care. And we asked the hospital, I won't mention any names, that we wanted that biopsy tissue so that we could run it through genetic testing. Do you know how many weeks it took and attorneys and stuff? Finally, we got the biopsy tissue. We sent it to one of the laboratories to do the genetic testing for the chemotherapy, and not one single drug they were going to use, not one single drug came back positive. In fact, it was other drugs that were helpful for this child, and they were newer and not as big. And see, this is so. In the end, they kind of looked foolish, didn't they? You know, they were pushing. They didn't want to let go. It was almost like they had a stronghold over this family and child instead of giving them the freedom. This is the United States of America, where, quote, we are free. Well, you know, the government owns your child, and if you don't believe me, try to tell your child, you know, try to tell your oncologist they're going to do something different. They call Child Protective Services and try to take your child over. It's a very, very crazy and cruel system. Now, once they contacted us and realized that we do chemo and we do these tests, and then suddenly and slowly we got the support of the Child Protective Services and the other groups to help cooperate. But, you know, this is ridiculous. I mean, the parents were doing what they know and everything they could to try to save this child's life.
What actually happened to this child? Do we know yet?
Yeah, they're doing well. They're in the middle of care currently and responding, and that's exciting. So, you know, and this is, it's early because this is a current case that we have in the office. But the child responding, very happy, no real pain side effects that you would get with chemo, is doing very well. And the father, who is a pharmacist, is very thrilled and happy to be with us.
And I think people have to understand that basically chemotherapy is toxic and it destroys the immune system. Radiotherapy is toxic and it destroys the immune system. They know very well if you use chemotherapy and radiation, your chances of getting additional tumors down the line actually increases. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-464-8295.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done: get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest this evening, Dr. Dino Prato, and he's with the Invita Medical Center, and Invita does certainly help Radio Liberty, but we think the methods of treatment they have are vitally important, not only for cancer, but for so many of the chronic diseases that literally affect millions of people here in the United States. And certainly when you go to the doctor with chronic fatigue or Lyme disease or suddenly the fibromyalgia, Gulf War illness, or many of these chronic diseases that affect millions of people, doctors are certainly not equipped to take care of them. Dr. Prado, would you tell our listeners how they can contact Invita and learn about what you're doing?
Sure. Our phone number is 1-866-830-4576. That's 1-866-830-4576. Or you can reach us on the web at Invita, Envita.com. That's Envita.com. And we have so many wonderful articles. We have sections, if you come to the website, under cancer, that is education, breaks down, you know, from chemo, immunotherapy to our vaccines to metastases. Wonderful articles. And we have a great team, if you call us, that can help educate. We have a video that we can send you. There's a link through the web that you can watch. It's a 40-minute presentation that I've put together to help educate people on the causes of cancer. You can compare the statistics and outcomes to the different conventional. They're a great educational tool. And I really recommend if you have someone you know who has cancer or a family member or a friend, for them to watch that, because it really can be a huge help educating them on what the next steps they will need to be well.
Well, do you have any idea what your overall treatment for pancreatic carcinoma would be, especially if you were to get them moderately early? Because basically, of course, with pancreatic cancer, one of our friends died of it recently. I think it's a 2% 5-year survival, you know, overall. And suddenly, if you have an end-stage pancreatic cancer, it's simply a death warrant. There's absolutely nothing that can be done.
Yeah, well, let me give you a little background. First of all, no matter what the cancer type is, if it's pancreatic, you know, we know statistically they do not do well at all in the conventional system. But I've said it before, no two cancers, even of the same types, are the same. And we do have very good results. I mean, we've had patients respond wonderfully. Right now, we have an active pancreatic cancer case. We're doing absolutely wonderful. You know, we're getting incredible tumor kill. We had a nice mark, increased dramatic spike in the markers within just a few days with the cancer cell vaccine we're talking about is doing very, very well. You know, the thing is that the reason that pancreatic cancer patients do not do well is, first of all, chemo doesn't really work for pancreatic cancer. And secondly, radiation is difficult because of the location. And surgery, they always opt for what's called a Whipple procedure if they can get out whatever is, you know, begun to be the tumor if it's smaller and located in a certain region of the pancreas. What I want to point out to you is that pancreatic cancer does really well with immunotherapy, especially with, it even helps with the liver metastases when patients have more advanced pancreatic cancer. The other regimen we use alongside it is we do that genetic testing to see if there is a genetic chemo that might be effective. And one of the big treatments we're using is a kind of a technology of enzymes. Particularly when I'm talking about enzyme therapy, pancreatic cancer does really well with enzymatic therapy, but I'm talking they're mega doses, they're very highly concentrated, and the patients do well. Interestingly, we've had patients right when they start treatment, they'll get pain after therapy. Now, it'll last about an hour, but it's over their tumor regions, and it's, for us, a sign of die-off. They'll get pain during treatment, but afterwards they feel good. And, so as we're working at bringing that tumor down and watching the markers and the imaging, these patients improve. And, a couple of famous people had pancreatic cancer. Steve Jobs from, the Mac
from
company.
Apple, right.
From Apple company. And then you had Patrick Swayze, the famous actor. And a lot of these people, they really kind of say they did alternatives, but I can assure you they did not do what we do at Invita, because the problem with just alternative and integrative medicine is it is not by any means, it's very, very diverse. People might do acupuncture or take an herb or do a thing. That's nowhere near the kind of technology that I'm sharing with you. It's nowhere near the level of sophistication we're able to provide. And that's one thing we're very proud of, is that when we can get a patient, the sooner and the better, and we can target and begin treatment, they will increase their success and potential dramatically, because we have a bigger tool belt, we have better targeted therapy, we're more detailed in the planning, and the outcomes are better. And if you watch that video presentation, I show that to you step by step. You learn exactly why we outperform in every category.
Well, I have had so many of my friends die of pancreatic carcinoma. I had two anesthesiologists used to come up to the studio here and help, and both of them, of course, had given anesthesia for me for years. And whether this was related to the halothane drugs that they utilized and would use so many years ago, I don't know. Those are chlorinated drugs, but are used for anesthesia. But they both developed pancreas. I just find it difficult to believe that. I mean, two anesthesiologists would both develop exactly the same tumor.
Yeah, it's a chemical derived. And right. The other big one is I'm just sharing current cases, because we've been around for over a decade. We have a number of, you can look at the different people we've helped over the years. One of the cases that's really another exciting one is a very late stage acute myeloblastic leukemia. That is, nobody wants to touch this case. It's really late, late stage. And the patient is doing wonderful. The person came into our waiting room, not able to walk, like walker driven, literally needing to hold a walker to walk. Now, the patient's been there, I think, 3.5 weeks and is moving around, looks normal, has energy, is feeling great. And he says, I'm telling everybody about you, And I'm not saying this just to say, oh, this is another good story. What I'm saying to you, if people can hear what I'm saying, is there is hope in real medical treatments that are better than what you're seeing. It can be done. The technology can improve. Sure. Can we save everybody's life? No. Can we guarantee outcomes? No. Can we outperform the conventional all day long? Can we outperform most of the integrative treatment in the world? Yes. Because of the combined technology that we have and we've worked on developing over the years, and we have a great team of MDs, DOs, naturopathics, all working together to help the patients get well. That's very special. And you know what I think is particularly unique, the work that we do? We're always approaching the condition individually, personalized, and with integrative medicine at the forefront, not on the back end, as acupuncture or something else, just to make people feel they're getting it. It's actually leading the way. And it really changes your treatment plan. When you think integratively, you think of the cause, you do all those detailed tests that I've been talking about, and you look at the cause, your plan is going to change. And then when you hone in on the plan that's working, we just continue it until we get the solution and the outcome that we want.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I will tell you, this is an entirely different approach than you're going to get conventional, because I still go to medical meetings and hear what they talk about. They're talking about on so many things that nothing has changed in the last 50 years. But if you look and see what's happening to the incidence of cancer, we started the war on cancer back in 1971, and we've got far more cancer today than when we started the war on cancer. How could that be? Isn't the war on cancer supposed to give us less cancer? We started a war on poverty under Lyndon Johnson, and we've got more poverty than we ever had before. Suddenly we started a war on drugs, and we were going to do away with drugs. We've got more drugs than we ever had before. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, you've got to be pretty dense not to understand that there's something wrong with all of these wars that the federal government is fighting, and the federal government actually moves to block effective treatments for cancer and certain things. Treatments that really are beneficial, that are not terribly expensive, you can't get. They have, medications that'll cost $100,000 a year that will prolong your life for 6 or 8 weeks, or maybe even a couple of months. And they tell us, this is really wonderful. Look at the wonderful job we're doing. And ladies and gentlemen, a lot of this is simply a matter of profit, and they may live a little bit longer, and many times, and usually they're just miserable. Have you seen some of these, Dino?
Yeah, you know, there was an article written by one of the oncologists over at Georgetown University recently. It's called The Dumbing Down of U.S. Oncology. And he writes exactly what you're talking about, is that the bottom line here is that in the United States, people are submitting really intelligent studies, but FDA and some of the IND groups are not accepting them. And why? Because they are so conservative and controlling of what comes and what will be allowed to be, that they don't even do it. So this work is taking place in Asia and Europe to the best it can. And what he said in his article, which I found fascinating, is American doctors are not even traveling, because why bother going to these conferences when you cannot use any of it in your practice? You know, you travel, you go to Spain, or you go here, and you hear all this exciting. And we are no longer number one in innovation, and that's sad, because America is known for that. We're not. It's happening across, and you know, like the American Association of Oncologists has their huge meeting in Chicago this year, 30,000 oncologists from around the world. The entire agenda is pharmaceutical drug, the new drug. How long have we been hearing about the new wonder drug, the new person? Now, you know, all these drugs, targeting methods, and it's becoming to a point where, you know, it gets old. It's not even common sense. And I think that with the advent of the internet and you know, the radio shows like this and outreach, people are starting to understand that there's a lot more out there, and they need to look, and they need to be empowered to make their own decisions. Because, see, at the end of the day, this is just a conversation, but when it impacts human life, it's taken to a whole nother level. If this didn't hurt anybody, you know, then okay, they could do this. But the fact that we are not able to bring that technology here and use it regularly, and insurance won't cover it. Let me explain this to you for your listeners who don't understand. The FDA, the head of FDA is positioned by the President of the United States. The head of FDA today, we have like 1, 2, 3 in charge, is like the people who used to be head of Monsanto, or ex-people who used to run pharmaceutical companies, so they're in bed with each other. The other group is, you know, you have Medicare, and a lot of Medicare is mandated, again, the head of the White House positions Medicare. Medicare decides what gets covered by insurance, and all the other insurance companies follow suit with Medicare. When you start understanding how much of this is controlled federally at the top down, you know, where is the freedom of the clinician and their training and their education? You're not taught to think in the terms of biochemistry and physiology. You're taught to prescribe and to move to the beat of what they want you to do. And if you don't, look at Brzezinski. They just will tear you down. I mean, what was you going to say? Didn't they try to get Brzezinski for multiple life sentences?
Trying to get sent into prison for 300 years.
For what? Trying to save human life.
Trying to save human lives. Let's go to Don, who's calling us from Chicago. Hi, Don. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do, Doctor. A friend of mine has had two operations for a brain tumor, right. And he's rejected all cancer, all radiation and chemo, and he's taking all types of alternate remedies on his own, like chelation and various herbs. Is that a good idea for him to do this on his own?
Do you know what type of cancer does he have? Is it a glioblastoma or an astrocyte?
Yeah, exactly.
Glioblastoma? Okay. You need to just go to our website. We have case after case of remission of glioblastoma multiform. I'll give you the most dramatic case. We had a young girl who was four surgeries, tried every type of, you know, CyberKnife, all these, you know, gamma ray to the brain. Nothing worked. And today she's alive and going to school, and I'm talking 5 years later when she was sent home to die. She was sent to hospice. And we use for brain cancer, we use two special therapies. One is a form of alpha lipoic acid with palladium that's given intravenously. And it changes the mitochondrial dysfunction, which works for a lot of brain cancers. The second thing we do that's very powerful is this vaccine I've been talking about. The natural killer cells pass the blood-brain barrier. Isn't that something? They actually move through the blood-brain barrier. And the other thing we do is we use special methods to shuttle agents past the blood-brain barrier so that we can get to the target tissue. I'm very confident with glioblastoma we can help. And, you know, if anybody out there is in the medical profession, they're in shock if they hear me say that, because glioblastoma is another...
Right. It's a death sentence.
It's another death sentence. We are very successful with that. We've been very blessed to help patients with that. Chelation is okay, but, again, your problem is this is not targeted enough. And, you know, at this point, you need to be actually going at the tumor while you're removing, if he has heavy metals and other things. So you need a more targeted approach. And I think a lot of integrative doctors try to do these little approaches, but at this stage, you need a really targeted. Have him go to Invita.com, contact us. We'll send him a video. He can watch it. And if he contacts us, we'll let him talk to two or three patients that we've treated over the years who are in remission with glioblastoma who can share their stories with him.
Well, Don, yes, the thing is they have to understand that you have to target this. And basically, there's so many things up on the Internet that can do nothing but confuse you. The average individual is not in a position to make the decisions on their own. Certainly, he's smart in rejecting the chemotherapy and the radiation. But he's been in the hands of people who specialize in this sort of thing, and this targeted vaccine using billions and billions of T cells is a wonderful way to go, because it will actually attack the tumor directly. Okay.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I have a cousin who very lovely girl. She's about 21. She had the same thing, and she went the chemo radiation route, and she now has a walker. She's had a hip operation.
Right.
She looks about 50 years old. And it's really, I don't know if there's much hope for her, but I'll try that too.
Well, basically we put the people on Vita on because we believe in what they're doing. And if you didn't get the telephone number, just go to our webpage and just scroll down to Invita, and you just click on it. It'll take you right to their website.
Can I ask one more question?
Sure, go ahead.
I've been on, medicine for heart for, you know, to reduce the, cholesterol in that. For about 2 years, and I recently went off it, and my heart doctor is not too happy about it. I'm going to go the natural route. I don't want the pharmaceutical. What can I tell him? How can I get?
Basically, what were you on? What
I was on. I was on. You know, your basic.
Was it for cholesterol? What were you on?
Yeah, I was on all the cholesterol drugs.
Hold on just a moment here,
sure.
Because this cholesterol is one of the greatest scams ever perpetrated.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When men reach 50 years of age, most of them start having prostate symptoms. So Radio Liberty is offering a specially crafted formula called Prostate Support that addresses that problem. Prostate Support contains saw palmetto, Pygium African Park, pumpkin seed oil, and other products that have been shown in European studies to be beneficial. The product sold with a money-back guarantee. Health experts use this product, so call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. Get a bottle of Prostate Support. That's 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. I use the product and I suggest you give it a try. Michigan, go because we're out of time. Once again, Dr. Prado, I want you to tell our listeners where your clinic is and how they can get in touch with you.
Well, we have a clinic in Scottsdale, Arizona. Our phone number is 1-866-830-4576. Again, that's 1-866-830-4576, or on the web at Invita, ENVITA.com.
And you have another, actually, a clinic there in Mexico?
Yes, we have we are in the CIMA Towers in Hermosillo. CIMA is one of the most respected hospital systems in all of Mexico. And if you will, they're like the Mayo Clinic of the United States. The CIMA system that we're in is where we do our cancer cell vaccine because it is not permitted in the United States.
And, of course, it was 10% owned by Baylor University, so it's got to be in.
It's an American standardized hospital, yes. And most of the patients, everyone that's been there rants and raves about how much help and, you know, the service and the care. And, of course, our chief medical director down there is Dr. Joe Abadal, who's a bone marrow transplant specialist, hematologist, oncologist, and he's number one in the state of Sonora, which is an entire region of Mexico. He's the real principal, and he's our chief medical director doing our cellular immunotherapy. So you're in great hands. You're in fantastic hands.
Well, God bless. Thanks very much. We'll talk to you real soon.
You too. God bless you.
Okay. That was Dr. Dino Prado, and they do a great job down there in Scottsdale. And believe me, I wouldn't have them on if I weren't convinced that they have effective treatments you're not going to get elsewhere. And if you really care about your loved ones, at least this is something to give serious consideration to. Now, this is the time, certainly when I need to remind you that my ministry is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. And of course, most of the ministries are having problems right now because of the state of the economy. And I can tell you one thing, the economy is going to get a lot worse. And certainly, many of our long-term supporters have had to drop off. So if you're in a position to step forward and take the position, would love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to know about the statin scam, and it's a criminal scam, but of course it's backed fully by the Federal Drug Administration, which is about as corrupt as the mafia and similar in other respects as well. Why, of course, Sydney, let me suggest that you call us and get our 4-tape set on statin drugs. And we also have a book on statin drugs written actually by one of the astronauts. He was a doctor. I don't think he ever went to space, but he worked on the astronaut program, and a fascinating book on statin drugs and our 4-tape set on statins. We have so many 4-tape sets on various and sundry things. We have a 4-tape set on iodine. We have certainly the book on magnesium. We certainly have Dr. Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, and his book for cancer patients, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And if you have cancer and you're going to go through conventional therapy and you take the radiation and chemotherapy, well, your hair is probably going to fall out and you're going to lose weight and you're going to have intense diarrhea and nausea and vomiting. Whereas, of course, if you were to utilize the treatments that Dr. Blaylock recommends, why, at least from what I've heard from people who've done it, they do much better. But certainly you have to consider the fact that certainly if you're late stage cancer, you're not going to benefit from the chemo and radiation. You should consider alternative or perhaps integrative therapy. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, of course, is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And we're going to be back here in just a moment with Will Greig right here at Radio Liberty.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices,
this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of William Greig, who is the former, certainly, senior editor of the New American Magazine. He's currently the managing director of Republic Magazine. He writes his own blog. He writes the Radio Liberty newsletter. And then, of course, every Friday evening, the second hour, we enjoy and look forward to his commentary on what's really going on in America. So without further ado, William Greig, you pick up the story.
Dr. Stan, it's always a pleasure to be with you, and I consider it a blessing and an honor to have this opportunity every week. It's something I really appreciate. And the story you refer to, of course, is the ongoing implosion of the existing system that has been in place now for a number of decades. We're in the death throes right now of the post-1971 economic order and what remained of the Constitutional Republic. What's happened just since October 2008, basically, is that we've had a system that could best be described as rule by the bank conglomerate. That was the October Revolution of 2008 when, under the threat of martial law, the Congress enacted this sweeping transfer of wealth, this redistribution of wealth from the poor and what was left of the middle class into the hands of politically connected oligarchs, the plutocracy. That's how socialism always works. What was remarkable about the October Revolution of 2008, in contrast to the October Revolution of 1917, is that this was undisguised plutocracy, whereas what happened in Soviet Russia, or Russia as it was being Sovietized, was something that was being done in the name of the proletariat. There was no eyewash, no cod swallow, no pretty platitudes about what happened in October 2008 being done to the benefit of the thriving, toiling working classes. This was simply a question of a sort of coup de main, once again buttressed by the threat of troops in the streets and widespread social chaos, which we're getting anyway. That's how it usually works. They threaten us with what they intend to inflict upon us anyway as a way of extracting from us what it is that they seek. And now here we are 4 years later at the precipice now of probably the most despair-inducing presidential campaign in living memory, where you have two candidates. It's almost a certainty, of course, that Mitt Romney is going to be the nominee for the Republican Party. Two candidates who are wholly owned subsidiaries of Goldman Sachs. Mr. Obama, of course, was a cultural revolutionary, collectivist, cultural Marxist, involved with the New Party, involved with people who are really hardwired in to the radical insurrectionary left of the 1960s, 1970s, who was bought out by Goldman Sachs. Mitt Romney, on the other hand, is somebody who comes from old wealth. He's sort of a legacy candidate, if you will. And the most important financial presence in his adult life has been Goldman Sachs. They're the largest donor to his campaign. The same thing was true of Mr. Obama. They're utterly fungible in terms of what they would do, both economically and in terms of foreign policy. And we're left here, those of us who care about the old republic and about the rights that were supposed to be protected by the Constitution, with just a spectacular illustration of how the game is rigged to benefit those who are the enemies of everything we cherish.
And I think it's so important for people to understand that the bankers love socialism. Why do they love socialism? Because it centralizes power with a ruling authority, and they will simply buy and sell the politicians that they have with both Mr. Obama and Mr. Romney.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients, or the Mighty 90, needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios
promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Dr. Stan and William is simply talking about these theoretical ideas of these space tunnels. Would you like simply to review quickly for our listeners
Sure. What
you've just been talking about?
It's all based on relativistic astrophysics, and there are people who don't agree with that model, but it works for the purposes of my illustration. A black hole is an object in space, theoretically. There have been some that we've observed, some phenomena we've observed we believe meet the description of a black hole, that has infinite mass and infinite gravity within infinitely limited space. And so you create this phenomenon that not even light can escape. You can't see it. You can register its existence through a concentration of X-rays. When it swallows either matter or energy, it emits a gamma ray burst. And so if you have a sudden eruption of gamma rays somewhere in the cosmos that's an X-ray source, you assume that there's a black hole there. But there is a radius outside the black hole called the event horizon that's the point of no return. Once matter or energy transgresses that boundary, it's going to go down the gravity well to the bottom of whatever it is that resides at the bottom of a black hole. There's a theoretical application of this called a wormhole that would have an exit point as well as an entry point. So if you get swallowed by the black hole at one end, you end up being ejected somewhere else at the other end of this tunnel, this wormhole. It could be somewhere in the universe that we understand. Some relativistic, post-relativistic scientists believe it could be in an alternate universe with what they call the multiverse. Of course, all of this assumes that there's not a creator, so I have a problem with the model. But the point is, if you apply this to what's going on with our society and our economy, in 2008, we were at the event horizon. We were at the point of no return. In 2008, we ended up with the bailout of the banks and the institutionalization in the Treasury Department of this arrangement where the banks are running the Treasury Department without any pretense that it serves some public function other than providing largesse to the oligarchy, to the plutocracy. It's better to describe them in terms of their greed rather than the smallness of numbers. And so a plutocracy is a rule by the very rich and, of course, very corrupt. We've passed the event horizon. We're now at that point where we're spiraling down to the depths of this economic and social singularity. It's a good possibility that we're going to pass through the singularity and come out the other end through the exit point in some radically different social and economic and political universe.
And I think, of course, that's exactly what they want.
Exactly.
They want to actually change civilization. They want to create this one-world government under the control of a ruling and oligarchy. This is what it's all about. They want to change our religion. They want to change our view of the world. They want to change our view of ourselves. And the Christians, they control our reality. They control the media. They control our churches. They control our educational system. They will probably succeed, barring some, I believe, divine intervention, because this is what we're praying for. But
yeah.
I'm not certain that God is going to intervene and rescue us, but you go right ahead with him.
Well, my perception here is that you've got a situation now where at some point we're going to see that God is perfectly willing to allow us to get whatever it is that we have chosen. I mean, that's the funny thing about the way that our Creator operates, is that at some point, for reasons that are clear only in his providence, he is willing to allow us to choose and to stick with the consequences of our choices. He's not going to intervene to save us from that which we ardently seek. And if that means that if we reject him, he will respect that choice. If we accept what he has offered for us, then, of course, he will respect that choice as well, which is one of the reasons why he arranged for our salvation from before the foundations of the world. It was understood. You know, God is a singularity, by the way. God exists outside of time. The creator that was spoke the universe into existence is something that, by definition, is not part of the universe in the sense of being governed by the universe. He's somebody. He's an entity, a being, an intelligence, a personality beyond our understanding. The same reason that if we lived on a two-dimensional plane, we wouldn't be able to understand somebody who lived in three dimensions. It's just the way that reality is structured. But he will at some point allow individuals or families or nations to get what it is that they have asked for. You go back to 1 Samuel chapter 8, as we've talked about before, and this is something Congressman Paul has talked about during his campaign, where the children of Israel having the singular blessing of living in a society that was free of partisan politics, that was a loosely confederated group of patriarchally ruled tribes with judges to adjudicate property disputes. They wanted a monarchy. They wanted the type of a political state that Nimrod had created, where a ruler would supplant the will of God, and he would be above the law. He would embody the power of the state, and the purpose of creating this monarch would be to lead the children of Israel in battle against other nations. Of course, there have been horrible battles up to this point. That was an anomaly. That was not the way that society was supposed to operate. That was the way that the world operated within the realm of Nimrod-inspired politics. And because of Israel's long submersion in the pagan cult of Egypt, where all men were cattle, and there was no law governing the individual liberties and properties of people, they were fit for that type of an environment. When they went into Canaan, they were basically the same type of people as the Canaanites. That's something that not many people appreciate. That wasn't normative. That was a result of the fact that these people have been living for generation after generation in the welfare, warfare, pagan, idolatrous state under Pharaoh. And it took them a couple of generations basically to work that out of their system. But the thing is, a residue remained of that residue. Revealed itself in the apostasy against the order that existed in this desire, this perverse, self-destructive desire for a king. But you know what? God honored that desire. When they insisted, and of course this is something driven by the elites within ancient Israel, just as it's driven by the elites in every era of time, including our own, when they insisted and demanded that they be given a king, God said, very well, you've chosen it, you'll get it good and hard. And even then, in sort of a display of the fact that he will strive with us for as long as we will allow him to, he ordered Samuel to write down the order of the kingdom, which is to say there was a somewhat, I think, constitutional arrangement here. This was a constitutional monarchy in ancient Israel. This wasn't like the reign of the pharaohs or the reign of the Assyrians or any of the other tribal arrangements that you saw surrounding Israel. They still had some semblance of the rule of law, but the problem was, as God prophesied through his prophet Samuel, eventually every king would become corrupted and treat people, the people he was supposed to lead and protect, as a resource to be managed to his greater glory. That certainly happened with Samuel, or happened with Saul, rather. It happened with David, which is one reason why David wasn't permitted to build the temple. It even happened with Solomon, who was permitted to build the temple. That's the nature of every political arrangement, every political government eventually succumbs to the irresistible gravitational pull of human corruption. The flesh will simply not yield its grasp on the ambitions of rulers.
You know, I think it's really very interesting, William, that there's only been two instances in all recorded history where people lived under a free society. And, of course, one of those situations existed at the time of Samuel. It's recorded in 1 Samuel, the 8th chapter, where the children of Israel were free. There was no centralized government. Yes, they did have judges, and the judges were corrupt. And that was one reason why the people wanted a king. But there was no centralized authority, and the children of Israel were free.
Yeah.
It was based upon that concept that America was founded, you know, of what, close to 3,000 years later, 4,000 years later. Basically, of course, that here was a nation where there was no centralized authority. The centralized authority of the federal government was markedly limited. There was no king, and there were all sorts of restrictions placed on the power of that central authority. Only twice in all recorded history, the story, and I hope every one of you out there in the listening audience will get out your Bible and read 1 Samuel chapter 8. And then understand the similarity between the type of government that God gave us back certainly in 1787 and how we've betrayed that trust. Go right
exactly.
ahead.
Well, one of the things about the arrangement that the Founding Fathers made, whatever their weaknesses, whatever can be said about the ambivalent nature of their ambition, the fact that there was this strain right from the beginning of America's political founding that had aspirations toward empire. Certainly in the case of Alexander Hamilton, those aspirations were overt. He didn't disguise them at all. He didn't bother to. And there were certain things said by Franklin that were troublesome. There were some things even said by Washington that I find a little bit unsettling.
But there were only a very, very small number. The vast majority of the founding fathers of America had no thought at all of empire. Yes, but the people who did, Hamilton and Franklin and Sidney Thomas Paine, they were all part of what I call the occult brotherhood, Brotherhood of Darkness, and they did everything to conceal what they were really up to. That is why, of course, their emblems that they had dealing with this formation of the world government were hidden. They were hidden, for instance, on the back of the Great Seal of the United States, the ancient emblem of the ancient secret societies, and even, of course, the so-called eagle on the front of the Great Seal was not an eagle. And if you look at what it was originally, it was a phoenix. Why was there a phoenix on the front of the Great Seal of the United States placed there in about 1789? Because from the occult point of view, America was to be the bird that was destroyed and then burned and then came back from the ashes. That's the story of the phoenix. And then very gradually through the intervening years, and you can actually see this in the encyclopedia, they kept changing just a little bit, a little at a time, the appearance of the phoenix until it eventually became an eagle. The last thing they wanted the American people to know is from the very inception, the plans for empire were there. Go right ahead, William.
That's entirely true. That the leaven that leavened the whole lump, to use the biblical expression. And even the choice of the eagle would have been problematic. The eagle is a scavenger, after all. It's associated with Rome. And not exactly the most specific of symbols. I like Thomas Jefferson's suggestion that the dove would have been a better national symbol for the commercial confederacy they sought to create.
Amen to that. But there were those, the very inception of America, who meant for us to be where we are today, with, of course, our troops in 130 nations, 7 to 800 foreign bases, creating a world empire.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the Pig Arthritis Formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the Pig Pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Youngevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Critic reaction by the American public that you don't see where, the, where these policies are carried out by the federal government itself.
Well, that thought, because I guess it's Greg, and we're simply talking about the fact that we're seeing certain policies of the United States very autocratic, and this is simply because the people who control the United Nations, the people who control our government, do not believe in the concept of America. They're dedicated to the establishment of a one-world empire. And, of course, until you understand that our government has been taken over, we have two governments. We have a visible government, and then we have an invisible government. And the goal of the invisible government, which works through what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness and a myriad of occult organizations, is intent upon fulfilling these ancient plans, these ancient prophecies, at this time in history to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion under the control of a one-world ruler. But go right ahead with him.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and I appreciate the fact that you talk about this ambition existing anterior to the United Nations and separate from it, and the United Nations being, if you will, an asset of this secretive, self-replicating elite, which you can call the Brothers of Darkness, the power elite, the dark force. I've heard a number of different synonyms to describe this group. Of course, we just recently saw the Bilderberg meeting in Chantilly, Virginia, which is one of the most visible manifestations of this cabal. But the point is, you take a look at, let's take specifically the case of Americans being held liable to the jurisdiction of UN treaties. Policies that emanate from Agenda 21 are being woven into the warp and weave of municipal and state policies here in the United States. This isn't being done by foreigners. This is being done by people who are Americans by birth, if not by conviction, who are people in municipal governments and state governments, unaccountable bureaucracies. This is being done by people who are as American as we are in terms of nativity, but not in terms, of course, of the principles that they subscribe to.
if you take a look at what's going on with the disposition of our military, Leon Panetta and other officials of the Obama administration have made it clear that Congress doesn't have any supposed authority from their perspective regarding the disposition of our armed forces. If this is done through NATO, which is a regional alliance controlled by the United Nations and the de facto military arm of the UN, NATO is the UN Army. People have talked about the prospect of a world army, serried rows of blue-helmeted troops marching in lockstep akin to the stormtroopers from Star Wars. It's not working that way. What's happening is that NATO, which just had its conference there in Chicago, which is put under lockdown in a literal police state environment while this is going on, that tells you what's really important to the people running things, is when they use techniques and tactics of that sort in order to lock down a specific venue when deliberations are going on, that tells you what's really important to them. That was a big deal because NATO is the de facto military arm of this occultic brotherhood. And because it operates through the United Nations, the people ruling this claim that they're no longer susceptible to constitutional restraint. That's the real value of the United Nations to these people. Here's another example, although this is sort of a step-to-the-side example of the same principle. There was a lawsuit filed by Jose Padilla against John Yoo. John Yoo, of course, was the legal subaltern in the Office of, I believe it's called, Professional Responsibility in the Justice Department under the Bush administration. He was the one who did the scut work to put together the torture memos that were signed by Judge, now Judge, in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, Jay Bybee. Jay Bybee was the head of the Office of Professional Responsibility. I believe that's what it's called. It's the legal advisory arm of the Justice Department. He signed the memos that were written by John Yoo. Jose Padilla, who was tortured to the point of near insanity by the United States government while being held in solitary confinement and being declared an unlawful alien combatant, or unlawful combatant, rather. He, acting through what they call a best friend or first friend, filed a lawsuit against Mr. Yoo. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals heard this case. That, of course, is a conflict of interest because Jay Bybee sits on that court. He was not part of the panel that reviewed this case. In order to concoct some excuse to justify dismissing this lawsuit against John Yoo, who obviously was involved in manifold violations of U.S. laws, the Constitution, and just fundamental decency, invoked a foreign ruling from the European Court from the 1970s that upheld the use of torture against members of the IRA. There you have the importation of foreign law into this country for the purpose of giving immunity to somebody who violated laws against torture at the expense of an American citizen. That's the sort of thing that only the United Nations should be doing, but it was done by our government. And the United Nations shouldn't be doing it. From the perspective of critics of the United Nations, that's the sort of thing that people expected only they would do. Well, it doesn't work that way. The government ruling us does the same kinds of things all the time.
What a tragedy. We'll be back in just a moment, ladies and gentlemen. They can torture Padilla, they can torture you, or your wife, or your children.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at invita.com. That's ENVITA.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
The war on drugs and how it ties into the United Nations and certainly this whole idea the United Nations is against drugs and there's this worldwide movement against drugs. Ladies and gentlemen, the largest certainly producer and distributor of drugs in the entire world is the Central Intelligence Agency. And if you doubt that, go up on the internet and simply go to your search engine and type in CIA drug distribution. You'll find literally tens of thousands of references to the drug certainly activities of our own CIA. Everybody in the world knows this except the American people. Go right ahead.
Well, I think that if you just go maybe a couple of hundred miles south of our border and just survey some people who are experiencing the effects of the U.S. funded and subsidized war on drugs, as it's called in Mexico, where you have tens of thousands of people who have been killed. Most of them have nothing to do with the cartel. Most of them are not involved in either the wholesale or retail narcotics business. They're simply what's called collateral damage.
I think that the figure is about 60,000,
yeah,
according to my estimation. Right.
Yeah, Mexico is, let me think, one-third the size of the United States. So yeah, let's say that since 2006, in the United States, we had 180,000 Americans killed in a war that was being funded and carried out at the behest of a foreign power. I don't know, maybe we'd put China in this role because they're the only country on earth with anything akin to the capacity to do this to the United States. If China had been equipping and training a paramilitary police force that was involved in a literal war in combination with the military that resulted in the death of 180,000 Americans, how would Americans feel about that so-called war on drugs? Well, transpose that into the key of what's going on in Mexico, and you get an idea of what that's like. The people in Mexico who are on the receiving end of this know that it's an entirely futile and sterile and fraudulent enterprise. They know that nothing is being done in that country that's actually abating the drug industry in any significant sense. What it's doing, of course, is that it's generating a huge premium in terms of the body count. And that's the sort of thing that happens when you're enforcing prohibition, particularly when you have the patron of this war equipping and arming and training both sides. Not only are they doing so, but by enforcing prohibition, of course, you're creating a huge market. You're creating an artificial inflation in the price of a commodity that is being sold. And we've, of course, got to give the standard disclaimer here. There's nothing good about narcotics, just as there's nothing good about any one of a number of harmful substances. But if you're going to assert that the federal government or any government has the moral standing to dictate what people can consume, then you can't object to what Mayor Bloomberg is doing in New York City when he's trying to put some kind of impediments on the sale and consumption of soft drinks, which are responsible for much greater health impacts on the American public, negative health impacts on the American public than any narcotic that we can imagine. High fructose corn syrup is killing us by the tens of thousands, the hundreds of thousands, and the millions. Not true what's going on with narcotics consumption, as bad as narcotics are, and I dare no brief for them. You know, just today I was reading a letter to the editor of the local newspaper here in Idaho, the only real significant daily newspaper is out of Boise, it's called the Idaho Statesman. There was a letter to the editor from a drug warrior, you know, an ardent, unreconstructed prohibitionist, saying the problem here is that we've not had the federal government make a serious effort, not the federal government, I suppose we have the federal government, make a serious effort to target users, because it's the users who are responsible for all the mayhem and social disorder that afflict the United States and other countries on account of the so-called war on drugs. So his stroke of insight here was to say that what we really need to do is we need to have not only long prison terms for people who are involved in the casual possession and use of narcotics, which, by the way, is already the case, but we need to do something by way of physically denoting people who are repeat habitual drug users. He suggested perhaps that people of that sort should be tattooed or they should be marked with an ear tag. And, of course, what he's talking about is tattooing or otherwise marking people as if they were cattle. And this is somebody who's either a singularly deadpan caricaturist. I mean, he would have to be Jonathan Swift with a real poker face if he meant this as a joke. Or you're dealing with somebody who is absolutely blind and tone deaf regarding the historical resonance of what he's saying.
But William, most people do not understand. They find it impossible to believe that our own central intelligence agency's official government policy is to encourage drugs on one hand, whereas, of course, fighting a war on drugs with the other. I don't know if you've ever heard any of my interviews with John Loftus, who worked for the Justice Department, and his job was to track down the Nazi sympathizers who killed 2 million Jews in Belarus. Mm-hmm. And so he was working very hard for the Justice Department, trying to track down those Nazi sympathizers, while another branch of government, of the Justice Department, had brought the Nazi sympathizers to the United States, given them comfortable jobs in New Jersey and concealed their existence, and allowed them to live in America, these Nazi war criminals. The government is so compartmentalized that there are good people who have no idea what's going on. And so I can understand this man's short position. It's just that he has no idea what he's even talking about. The enemy is not the person who uses their drugs. They are the victims of a government policy intent upon destroying the lives of American citizens and others throughout the world and encouraging the enemies and certainly under the aegis of the war on drugs. They're actually perpetuating the use and utilization of drugs, not only in America, but throughout the world. And who could possibly believe that we were fomenting the war on fomenting the drug utilization when America has a war on drugs? It's really very clever. It's so subtle. It's really ingenious.
It really is. There's a diabolical ingenuity at work here. One of the things that we could say with respect to the CIA's connection and, of course, the OSS's connection to the Nazi element of this equation, you know, people who were taken by the rat line to Argentina after World War II, some of them ended up working for Operation Paperclip and so forth. But you take a look at what Klaus Barbie did. He ended up setting up shop in Bolivia and organizing the cocaine coup about 20 years ago in that country, where he had a group of hired killers called Los Novios de la Muerte. I believe he'd call that the fiancés, or the boyfriends of death. And they were the people who systematized and industrialized the production of cocaine in Bolivia, which is one of the two or three countries. I think it's the leading country within this hemisphere for the export of the raw coca that ends up becoming cocaine. And this was done under the direction of people that were attached to the CIA. There's a couple of terrific books on that subject by Michael Levine, the former DEA undercover operative who became a very disillusioned critic of the so-called war on drugs. He's a wonderful man, and I think that he's probably the most knowledgeable and the most forthright about what's happened here, the so-called war on drugs. He got involved, as I've said before, in counter-narcotics after Vietnam because of the fact that his brother Joey had become a heroin addict and that eventually drove him to suicide, and he wanted to do something about preventing that tragedy from befalling other people. He ended up becoming a very well-placed and active and widely respected and highly decorated undercover operative to set up high-level stings, including a sting that would have decimated one of the main government-run Mexican drug cartels in 1988, and that operation was scotched by none other than Edwin Meese, who made a phone call to call off Operation Trifecta, as it was labeled, because the people that were going to be reined in were the folks who were arranging the Mexican end of ratifying the NAFTA agreement. So in the interest of regional consolidation of the economy and the political system, this counter-narcotics operation was blown, and the cover of several people was blown as well. Of course, that had consequences for some people living in Mexico. There are people who died as a result of that. But that means nothing at all to the people of the architects of this regional arrangement that we call NAFTA and the embryonic North American Union that was being constructed back then. But in his book, Cocaine, the Big White Lie, it's called The Big White Lie, and then Deep Cover, he talks about the CIA-supported, literally neo-Nazi drug coup in Bolivia about 20 years ago, a horrifying subject. But the thing about this letter the editor mentioned in the Boise newspaper, the Idaho Statesman, that I find so striking is the fact that this guy, without irony, apparently, and I'm guessing he wasn't writing ironically, was talking about people as if they were cattle. The people who use drugs that are not socially or politically acceptable, not government sanctioned, would be tattooed or have ear tags put in them as if they were stock in a stockyard. And that makes perfect sense if you run the lines on the premise here, which is the denial of the principle of self-ownership. If you're a Christian, you believe, of course, that you belong body and soul to the God who created you and the Lord who redeemed you, but you are not owned by any other human being. I mean, two times in the epistles to the Corinthians, Paul said you've been bought with a price, be not ye the servants of men. In other words, as pertains to our horizontal relationship with other people, nobody else owns us. Nobody else has a legitimate claim upon us that's not the result of consent, covenant, contract, commerce, that type of a relationship. That means that no government can legitimately tell you that you cannot take something and punish you for choosing to ingest something that's harmful. They don't own you. They don't have your permission. They don't have that right. But on the other hand, if the government can dictate to you what you consume, why can't it treat you as if you were cattle? Why can't it tattoo you as if you were livestock, or as if you were Jews or other intermention living in National Socialist Germany? But this is the sort of thing that happens. That type of embrace of a perfectly abhorrent point of view happens because people aren't paying attention to the moral questions here having to do with what the individual is and what government is. And secondly, they're allowing their opinions to be molded in the interests of those who are running these phony conflicts. And the whole war on drugs paradigm that we're talking about can be traced back to that same year, 1961, that the United Nations was talking about creating this architecture of international or global security, where the UN machinery of peace enforcement would be built up and every nation would eventually have an internal security force that would be militarized and centralized. That happened in 1961 with Freedom from War. That's the same year the United Nations started the war on drugs through, I believe, it was called the Single Statute on Narcotics that was passed in 1961. So you have those two long-term projects here that have been used to reconfigure a lot of our domestic policy and a lot of the policies of pretty much every nation that's a party to the UN. There are 192 member states of the United Nations. Most of them, if not all of them, are involved in this to some extent or the other. And this all is based, once again, on the idea of reconfiguring society, rebooting society from the moral and intellectual perspective, creating this new economic and political and cultural and social and religious environment. And now we've reached a point where there's simply nothing left in the system to sustain it in terms of ready cash or wealth that isn't already spoken for. You see the European Union, the Eurozone, becoming ulcerated with the crises that threaten the existence of that condominium. That's going to have consequences here in the United States. You see cities and states in this country that are going bankrupt. Detroit confronts the prospect of literal bankruptcy next week, where they cannot pay their bills. They won't be able to send out checks to their employees. They're already shutting down the street lights. The grass is growing in many of the streets, many of the neighborhoods. Stockton, California is on the brink of outright bankruptcy. This is the sort of thing that happens when you've got a society that has gone past that political and intellectual a point of no return. You know, we're past the event horizon. That happened 4 years ago, and now we're just getting to the point where people are starting to realize just how grave the situation has become. And it's getting worse with every passing week, not better. I thought that it was a source of some kind of bitter, ironic mirth today that Mr. Obama said that the private sector is doing fine in this economy. Here's somebody who's a stranger to the private sector, and a hostile one at that. And in the same breath, he rebuked state and local governments for not hiring enough people. In other words, the problem here is that the governments aren't hiring enough. Well, that's the only place where hiring is going on right now. And since 2006, 2007, there has been this huge expansion. Actually, it started in 2002 with the Department of Homeland Security. This huge expansion of government payrolls. They're making out like medieval aristocrats. You take a look at their benefit packages and their salaries and take a look at the property values of neighborhoods and counties where government employees congregate. They're doing very well right now.
I'm going to have to interrupt.
Not so much.
I'm going to have to interrupt you right there. William, I want you to go ahead and tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can get in touch with Republic Magazine, how they can read your blog, and how they can find your PayPal button.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. My blog, Pro Libertate, is found at freedominourtime.blogspot.com. freedominourtime.blogspot.com. There is a PayPal button at the bottom of every essay. I try to publish either once or twice a week. About 2,000 words would be the length of every essay. I sure appreciate all the help that I'm getting from your listeners and others who have donated by way of the PayPal button there. They go to Google, put in Pro Libertate and Greg, that should be the first return. RepublicMagazine.com is the main page for the Republic Magazine website. Our next issue, issue 22, is available for preview now as a Kindle. A Kindle copy, excuse me, and it should be out and shipping next week, and we've got several other issues in the pipeline that are going to be made available very soon. RepublicMagazine.com, that's updated daily with news stories and videos, and also I'm going to be involved with the Survivalist Magazine, which is a spinoff of Republic Magazine. If you go to Republic Magazine, you take a look at the related site, Survivalist Magazine, is on the list there. The link is survivalist.com. That approaches this same set of issues from the perspective of people who are looking to arrange for the physical survival of their families in these horribly turbulent and parlous times that we live in.
All right, and of course, Sir William does write Radio Liberty month and letter, and of course if you subscribe to Radio Liberty and join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, well, you'll get a copy of that. The copies are actually posted on our website at RadioLiberty.com. But if you need to get in touch with William, simply go to your search engine and type in William Grigg, and he'll take you right to his site.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When men reach 50 years of age, most of them start having prostate symptoms. So Radio Liberty is offering a specially crafted formula called Prostate Support that addresses that problem. Prostate Support contains salt palmetto, Pygium African Park, pumpkin seed oil, and other products that have been shown in European studies to be beneficial. The product sold with a money-back guarantee. Health experts use this product, so call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. Get a bottle of Prostate Support. That's 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. I use the product and I suggest you give it a try. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly we always enjoy having William. And if you're in a position to help him, why, of course, William Grigg, that's William Grigg, G-R-I-G-G, and certainly he does have a PayPal button at the bottom of all of his articles, which I had to literally nag at him for months to get him to put it down there. But I'm so glad he did, because it has helped both he and his family. So if you're in a position to help them and the six children, why, give them a call. And certainly if you need any help reaching them, you can call us. Now, this is the time when I have to also mention that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us or to advertise with us, why, we'd love to have you. And, of course, if you advertise, your advertisements are deductible if you have a legitimate product. But, of course, we will not accept every product. We have to be sure it fits into the things that we believe in. But if you'd like to donate to the Radio Liberty family, to like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or certainly become an advertiser, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. We hope you'll go there. You'll read our articles, watch our DVDs, that you will certainly have radio programs there that you can listen to 24 hours a day. You can also listen to our programs on telephone. You can hear us on shortwave. So, well, it's an expensive proposition, but with your help, why, we're going to continue as long as God wants us here. We're entering into a very difficult period, a catastrophic period in the history of America. Make your preparations accordingly. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you haven't heard my talks on the Forbidden Secret, on the Dark Secret, the separate DVDs, we recommend them. We certainly hope that you'll want to get our material. Certainly, William is talking tonight about the Rat Line. We have a four-tape set. It's called Operation Paperclip. It goes into the program to bring Nazi war criminals to America and also to help Nazi war criminals escape to South America between 10,000 and 50,000 by the Rat Line. So that's the four tape set, Operation Paperclip. And then, of course, we do hope many of you will want to get my talk on the dangerous deception. That's my interview with Norman Dodd, Director of Research for the Reese Committee. Our latest DVD is Population Control, the Covert Agenda. Population Control, the Covert Agenda. You need to understand that there really is a genocidal program that is being actually implemented today. We have, of course, our new DVDs, Michael Shaw on Agenda 21. We have Rosalind Peterson on chemtrails. We have Betty Martini, suddenly going into the background of aspartame. That's Betty Martini and aspartame. We have so much material. If you'd like a catalog, we'd be glad to send you one. But we hope that you will go to our website at radioliberty.com and begin to understand that we are involved in a battle against organized evil. It's not accidental. These people on the other side know what they're doing. They belong to one or another of secret society. And basically, we have a four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove, a four-tape set on the brother, on the Skull and Bone Society. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for our leaders, our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection, and we'll be back next Monday. Until then, may the Lord be with you.
Let us all be grateful. Beside her.